Mets to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time was when the Secretary of State's office was kind of a cushy deal. But I think in the last, what, 4 or 5 years, I mean, even if you want to date back to Bush v. Gore, it has taken on more importance. And right now, many people believe that Secretary of State's offices around the country are the last bastion of voter integrity. How you run your Secretary of State office, how you conduct elections, it's become a big, big deal. We're going to be joined by Christopher DeHeer. He is a candidate for Secretary of State, and we'll find out what in voter integrity means to him. I'm going to tell you something. It's a vitally important office and a very big decision for voters here in the state of Nevada to deal with this. Christopher DeHeer will join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I'll let you hear from Britt Hume, former managing editor of Fox News Channel. And he was on with Brett Baer last night, and his reaction to the first busload of illegals arriving in D.C. I love the idea of busing all these illegals, flying them into Reagan National Airport, and dumping them off on the Capitol steps. I think that is absolutely incredible. Courts may not allow it, but I got to tell you, it's a great photo op, an incredible photo op. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
And I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a 15-week abortion ban into law. DeSantis says the pro-life law makes sense.
The bill today will provide protections for unborn children from abortion when the child reaches 15 weeks of gestational age. Of course, these are babies that have heartbeats and that can feel pain and can move.
Florida have provided wider access to abortion than its regional neighbors. The Russian military sustained a major blow Thursday when the flagship of the country's Black Sea Fleet sank and its crew evacuated. Ukrainian officials said their forces hit the vessel with missiles. But Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the U.S. believes there was a significant explosion on the Russian cruiser, but what happened remains unclear.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile, but we are also not in a position to refute that, that it could have been a Ukrainian missile which struck the ship.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called it a big blow to Russia. Your member of Congress may be paying a pretty high price for gas.
Lawmakers who tank up in Washington are feeling the pinch. Gas is $4.21 a gallon there, 14 cents higher than the national average, says the AAA. If those members of Congress drive into neighboring Maryland, gas prices are among the lowest in the nation, $3.68 a gallon.
Correspondent Rita Foley reporting. A jury convicted a British national for his role in an Islamic State group hostage-taking scheme that took roughly two dozen Westerners captive a decade ago. Four Americans taken hostage were killed, including three who were beheaded in videos broadcast online. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 113 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, a couple of recent verbal attacks on local public officials, one including Governor Steve Sisolak, has prompted an increase in the governor's security detail. A request for three new security positions has been approved. The Department of Public Safety, which runs the governor's security detail, says the expansion to eight positions was made necessary due to various national threat alerts. The governor, along with his wife and one of his daughters, was verbally threatened back in February by a self-proclaimed digital creator while trying to dine out. Well, there's a major cone alert planned for heavier traffic around the Las Vegas Strip for the next several weeks, with lane closures linked to the upcoming NFL draft. Now, the lane closures will include the two outside lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard from Flamingo to the Bellagio entrance near the Cosmopolitan. A third lane in that area is going to be closed from 6 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. Now, the NFL draft runs April 28th through the 30th, but the closures will run through May 6th to allow for the breakdown at that event. So it's a good idea to plan your drive and pack some patience, too.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a little congestion right now on Interstate 15 northbound at the 215 interchange, the one south of Allegiant Stadium. Otherwise, major delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, through that construction zone. That's 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this final final hour of Live and Local for this day. Joining us now, and I'm so excited to have him on. We've been wanting to get him on. Christopher Dehier, he's a Republican candidate for Secretary of State, and he joins us. Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's all great to be here with you.
Let me ask you, a lot of people up north know who you are. You've served on the Sparks City Council, and they may know you through that. They may know you through your business ties. Give me about 2 minutes on your personal background, where you came from. A lot of people down here don't really know who you are.
No problem at all. So you'll know who I am. My last name is actually Dare. My father was George Dare. He's the one that wrote Red and Rebel Fever, if you remember that song. So our family grew up right here in Las Vegas, and my dad did tons of jingles and wrote all kinds of stuff. But then I pastored right here in Cornerstone Christian Fellowship for 15 years. So I've served this community in all kind of capacities, even working with homeless and some of the elected officials here back in the day. And then I moved up north, where I continued to do ministry, pastoring, chaplaincy. I do chaplain for Veterans Home and things of that fashion, but then became a city councilman for 6 years. One of the ways that I've served our whole state, though, including here, is I've been the president of Nevada League of Cities. So I work with all of the mayor, city council, come together and then go fight in D.C. and in Carson City for our cities. So I actually, across the board, know quite a few people.
I was going to say, Christopher, you've got a pretty full plate as it is. Now you want to be Secretary of State?
Well, I'd have to clear a few things off that plate to do it. But I think those things on the plate have prepared me for what's coming and gave me a hunger, I think, to be on a platform where we can make a big difference and really, really change some things in our state.
Time was around the country that Secretary of State's offices were sleepy little places where folks would go right before retirement. Not a lot of responsibility, you know, make sure the DMV's working, that kind of thing. But other than that, not much going on. Now, with voter integrity at a premium around the country, Secretary of State's offices, it's a big deal. Can you talk a little bit about why you're running for this office at this time?
Yeah, this office at this time, I'd say you're exactly right. In the past, it almost seems like a more of a managerial duty. And with all that has happened, from businesses being shut down to things of that fashion, to the voting issues, and even some of our securities fraud, we need someone to step up in this season that's going to put their face in the front, lead a team, and really bring what I would say is transparency to a thing where people feel comfortable with moving forward. We've obviously seen some in our nation, including people right here in Nevada, get to a place where they're like, we can't move forward with how we are, so we need to have a change. And so really going in there, stepping in, But the two main reasons I'm running, one is, and I was going to run for this before the 2020 election, I really looked at it, is having a platform to remind people that we're Americans and we together can stand and make a difference, and we have to do that. I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, but I do love our country, and we have to move forward together. And then the other thing is, my degree is in organizational leadership. I like to run things well. And I think, in my opinion, with what I've seen, there are a lot of things that are not being ran well at large as a state.
Christopher, let me just ask you, the integrity of the vote. We've got now something that used to be a felony, and that's ballot harvesting. That's now the law of the land. We've got at-home voting. How do we make people secure knowing that their voter integrity is intact?
Thank you. That's very important, and that's really what this is about, is there's two things that I think are crucial. There's two ways to look at this. One is what I'm actually able to do, and then those things that I'm going to have to work with legislators and everybody to get done. So what I know I can get done is I know I can work on the voting rolls. There are questions about those rolls coming out of DMV and then coming in and who is getting on the voting rolls. Those things need to be looked at, and I do believe we can fix that immediately. The other thing is, it sounds interesting. We all keep looking to the law as the only way to fix this, which that's going to be a long process. We have some things to fix, but that's going to take Democrats and Republicans or more Republicans, whatever, to get in there and to agree on a few things and a governor to sign off. But one of the things we can do is build a team with our clerks where we come together and we make a big stand and we say, you know what? We all together are going to make sure the state of Nevada moves forward. Instead of some people saying we're the last on the list for voter integrity, we're going to move to the first. And our counties can help do that. Our clerks can help do that. So I think having the right leader in place, pulling people together, we don't – and now we're wrong. I'd love to see the laws fixed and changed and ballot harvesting disappearing and some of those things, but – we can't wait for that. The way we can get done and get things moving, or at least people feeling a breath of fresh air, is to see our clerks and the Secretary of State's office all stand together and say, we will work on this and we will get this done.
Are you surprised that our current Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky, has essentially said that there was no widespread fraud? Do you buy that notion?
I'm not surprised by it. And I say it because of this, because of the job of Secretary of State. We're like the ultimate notary, and so we're allowed to look at certain things where I believe if there's ever a question of fraud or questions of fairness that happened in election, it was before the election. It's when we had a party unilaterally decide to change the rules and how we do it, and then all of a sudden run forward. And so if we want to be focused as somebody to be angry at, I think our legislators who did that and our governor who did that needs to be held accountable. Now, with that said, the job of Secretary of State is very defined, and what you're able to look at, what you're able to stamp and do, it is not a lawmaking group, and it's just that's not the role. And so when the county turns in things, it's a very difficult thing to sit back and say, well, yes or no to certain things. And so I think there's a lot of pre-work that needs to be done to make sure that we can have our hands on it in a way that we actually will understand and be able to see more. I know there's a lot of new regulations that just got passed or are coming up for this election. Those will help a lot. AB 321 is a law that a lot of people do not like, but it does come with some regulations around it now that will help us at least hold accountable and give some more teeth to the Secretary of State to be able to say yes and no to things.
What is it that the Secretary of State is supposed to do? Christopher will tell us that coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, a second busload of illegals have been delivered to our nation's capital. We'll have details on that coming up in just a couple minutes. Christopher Dare joining us, Republican candidate for Secretary of State. It's along with state treasurer and some of the other offices, comptroller. People always ask me, what do these guys do? I mean, what's the job description? What is the job description for Secretary of State? What are the official duties?
Thank you. You actually have 8 divisions, and so you have 2 main offices, one in Vegas, but the main one is in Carson City. And you have 150 employees, $20 million budget about. And you run the main, there's like 8 different ones, but the main 3 ones has to do with voting, and that takes about a percentage of your time. But the main piece of all of it is business, LLCs, registering agents, and all of those things, and actually trying to keep Silverflume up and updated, and that's where most of the staff go to. The other portion has to do with our securities fraud. So when you're getting those calls that someone's going to shut off your Envy Energy, and it's not Envy Energy, that is in the Secretary of State's office. And then, I mean, all of it really has to do with in 1864, that note, that state seal we got, that we stamp everything. Everything that comes in, from business to a house sold to a marriage to a divorce to you name it, it happens, and we are the ones that stamp it or it didn't happen.
One of the arguments I've heard, not just from Nevada, but across the country when it comes to Secretary of State's offices, when people said, was there evidence of voter fraud? Simply put, the Secretaries of State almost always say, well, we don't have, investigators on staff. Is that really true?
It is true for that, actually. It sounds crazy, but I'm not sure, it was like 8 or 10 years ago. I think it was during Sandoval's time, that was actually taken out of the Secretary of State's place. So I say I'm Secretary of State. We're set up right now in the state of Nevada. I have to convince our Attorney General that we actually have fraud for them to actually do something about it. And with that said, they're the ones that get to decide what we're doing with that, which is why I'm going to challenge everybody that it's not just about electing one person to office. It's about getting people in there that can do that job.
What is it like going from being a Sparks City Councilman to campaigning in all 17 counties, running statewide? Tell me what that experience is like and what the adjustment is like for you personally.
Well, have you ever been walking on a treadmill and you're at 3 and then someone actually puts 7? and so you're starting. Yeah, there you go. That's about it. You know, the nice thing it has been, because I've done so much work across the state, and I know so many different people, it has been watering old relationships that some of them I haven't seen for years. But I mean, truly, I used to be this pastor at Caesar. I used to do all the weddings for Caesar's Palace for 15 years and do weddings. So I actually meeting people that, hey, you married me, or hey, you were my pastor, or you did this. And so between that and the people who knew my father and the things I've done with the league working for cities. So that's been really great. And then meeting new people. But the most difficult part is just really walking through misinformation. There's a lot of people who think, you know, because they're told certain things from other candidates running of what the Secretary of State job is or what authority they have. So I have to spend half my time, it almost feels, reminding people that we have laws in place and we have boundaries by which we have authority for some things and authority that we don't have for some things. And sometimes they don't believe me. They think I'm crazy, but this is where I think I actually am an elected officer. I understand how this works. I know the job, and I question maybe there's some people don't understand the job, or maybe there's an attempt to mislead. I don't know, but I know for me, that's one of the most difficult parts. Not just getting out there, because I enjoy that, but man, I spend a lot of time trying to explain the job and how it works.
Again, Christopher Dare joining us. He is a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. So I wrinkle my nose, I get you through the primary, I get you through the general election, and you get sworn in as Secretary of State. What's the first one or two things you're going to do?
Well, that those come pretty easy. First of all, I think you have to make sure you do some things that bring some oxygen in the room when it comes to some of our voting issues. And so voting polls are the first thing that we can control, especially now that all the rolls go right to the Secretary of State. We can put a filter on that. We can verify anybody new coming in, and then we can start making sure we walk through and verify who's on that roll. I think it's very hard to think you're going to address something that you've built upon if you have a set of roles that are questionable. Now, whether they're questionable or not, there's people in our state that believe they are, so we have to walk through it, and I'm going to do that, and that's one of the key areas. And then the other thing without immediately is have a meeting statewide with all of our clerks to sit down and talk about how are we going to make sure that people walk around knowing we are actively working on this, that they know there are people on guard to help bring what we're looking for. So those are two things. And then when it comes to businesses are a key factor of what's going on. And so starting to communicate to businesses some of the plans, because I have some direct plans that I think will affect and help our businesses and show that they do have an advocate on a state level. Because right now, that is my biggest concern, is that businesses have been struggling. And I'm still concerned about the fallout for our small businesses because they got shut down so long.
Got to ask you. Folks don't know a lot about you. They're learning more about you. How can voters reach out to you? How can they find out more about what you're up to and your campaign and what it is you need from my listeners?
Thank you so much. I actually, if you go to kdahir.com, kdahir.com, I have all kinds of things there. You have information that you can learn more about, the things I just spoke about.